I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. According to the American Customer Satisfaction Index, which comes out today, companies are doing a little bit better in treating their customers than they have in the past. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, so what kind of rating do American companies get on customer service?
Well, for 2003 at least, customers handed a 74 out of a possible 100 to the companies that they buy things from. That's about a C, but believe it or not, that is the highest level since 1994.
Really? Why was customer satisfaction down for so long?
Well, lots of reasons, not least of which was the booming economy. People were out spending like crazy, so companies didn't really have to do anything to get them to order things. And according to the survey's author, Klaus Fornell at the University of Michigan Business School, corporations, retailers, and banks, they basically got lazy and rested on their laurels.
For a while, it didn't seem to matter. People bought anyway. That all changed, actually, before the stock market bubble burst. The ACSI hit an all-time low in 1997. Since then, companies have realized what's going on, made things better.
And he mentioned the ACSI. That's what you mentioned earlier, the American Customer Satisfaction Index.
So what are companies doing differently now that's gotten this mark up to where it is?
Well, in part because of what is now a down economy, although we are on the road to recovery, companies have had to fight harder to keep those customers. And the people who sell things have to compete more. And if you have a customer service edge, that could be what brings buyers back to your store or to your restaurant or service line. But Fornell also says that better product quality is a factor. We may be tearing our hair out every time we see a fuzzy computer screen, but overall computers are better now than they were 2 or 5 years ago, so customers are a little more satisfied.
Is it just computers? Are there other sectors of the economy that are performing better than others when it comes to keeping us happy?
There are. For the fourth quarter of last year, they looked at retail, banks, and e-commerce. Grocery stores didn't do so well under retail, but fast food restaurants actually did. And e-commerce companies, especially online brokerages, did very well. And of course, they kind of have to since they never actually see their customers. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at a new movement by Japanese inventors to get credit for their work.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.